This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
And good morning for all on the internet. This is Senate Transportation. We'll call the meeting to order. Ask that all cell phones be placed on the off position. And Secretary, would you call the roll?
Senators Monroe.
Here.
Russell.
Here.
Soholt.
Here.
Solano is excused. Foster.
Here.
Blair.
Here.
Otten.
Here.
There is a quorum.
We do have a quorum at this time. If anybody's read the minutes, would entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second. Senator Soholt has moved to approve the minutes. Senator Blair has seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? They stand approved. All right, we welcome everybody here. We do have two pages here today, and would you come up and introduce yourself to our audience and just tell us about yourself.
I'm Taylor Eggert. I'm from Howard, South Dakota, and I'm planning on going to Augustana for political science.
And I'm Abby Moon. I'm a junior from Wall High School, and I'm still currently undecided on my future endeavors.
At one time, I was on the same page.
I still am.
Yeah. For everybody that, make sure that you're signed in, that will be testifying, and that your badges are in the out position. All questions will be directed through the chair, and with that, we'll bring up HB 1071 to revise and repeal provisions regarding aviation. Proponents.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Joel Gent. I'm Deputy Secretary for the South Dakota Department of Transportation. We are on record to support this bill. This bill is a culmination of work performed this past year to review the language of Title 50. As part of the review, we had an informal team that we put together that included our aeronautics commissioners, DOT employees, our pilots association, airport managers, FBOs, as well as the Federal Aviation Administration. So after the review was complete, we sent out the final draft language to these organizations to request their input. So they responded back to us on what things they would like to change. Overall, this is considered a cleanup bill. It is truly a modernization of the title, which can be broken down into five categories, and I'd like to go through each one of those very quickly. So the first category is consolidation of definitions. The definition of terms were spread throughout the title. Consolidation of the definitions is consistent with the overall intent of the review, which is to make the title more user-friendly. The bill also removes definitions which are unnecessary or don't truly define technical terms. An example of that can be found on page 2, line 4 of the bill, where the definition of airplane, is commonly understood term and has been stricken. Second, updating the language to be consistent with current aviation and FAA terminology. One example of this has to do with FAA Airport Improvement Program, or what we call AIP acronym. This is a federal program which provides the DOT through the Aeronautics Commission grant funds on behalf of municipalities and counties. Those entities are now jointly referred to as airport sponsors. So throughout the bill, you'll see airport sponsors, which is the current terminology that is used. Reviewing the authority, the FAA essentially has jurisdiction over the airspace above South Dakota. Title 50 currently has certain provisions which causes the Aeronautics Commissions to infringe upon those FAA's jurisdiction, and so this cleanup bill either clarifies or removes language in Title 50 that conflicts with FAA jurisdiction. And you can see examples of this in the stricken statutes in Title 50-10 having to do with administration of permitting of tall structures. Fourth, repealing outdated statutes. There are several statutes in Title that are back from 1939. These have not been modified or amended since their codification. It goes without saying that aviation has changed significantly since that time, and so most of these statutes do not conform with modern aviation's principles or current legal principles. And then finally, relocation of chapters or statutes to other more relevant parts of the code. We want to thank LRC for working with this and giving us guidance and suggesting movements of these statutes, which are related to aviation, but are not truly aviation matters. An example of that would be the relocation of 50-3, which addresses the Civil Air Patrol. That chapter, which should be combined with Title 33, Military Affairs. So overall, with this in mind, the DOT respects that your support of House Bill 1071, and we will stand by for questions. I also have some individuals from the department that are very, I would call them experts in this field. So when question time comes, probably bring those up. Thank you.
Other proponents for HB 1071? All right, seeing none, and for the internet listeners, normally we would have heard from the representative or the senator that is priming it, spoke to the rep yesterday and got a firm understanding that this is mainly cleanup, so that's the reason that we're going to press forward. With that, we'll just move it over to questions from the committee. Questions from the committee? Senator Monroe.
Thanks. Any of you people could probably answer this, so Joel, just come back up. I'm not against your bill. Some things I just don't understand, especially when it comes to the federal government. But it seems like everything's flying nowadays, especially drones, and they're getting different sizes, different. You're getting drones that land on the water, drones that. I watched a YouTube video the other night that had an RPG attached to a drone, a Glock. I even got ideas along those lines. And then, but like on page 1 and 2, I just want to go through this because I don't understand how this all fits in. On page 2, line 1, let's take for instance, I'll go through a couple, then you can just say whatever you want. It says air traffic control, a service operated by an authority under Federal Aviation Administration. I know a couple of years ago when I was on the committee, I used to come to all the meetings there, monthly meetings and stuff like that. But now the air traffic control, if you got a drone that you bought, like the one they have at Walmart for $129, which I would not buy because the propellers. Anyway, but I might. Is air traffic control the guy sitting at the joystick? Because I think the drones, are they under FAA yet? Have they got that figured out?
Mr. Chairman, Joel Chant, DOT. So there's kind of a subcategory under drones, which is called SUASs, which is the small ones, those under 55 pounds. All of those are under FAA, and our title, I believe, last year or 2 years ago, we changed that so that they were not required to be registered by this state. But I think the small ones, I might have to phone a friend here.
The small ones are not registered.
But are they? If you're under 55 pounds, I don't believe that you have to register your SUAS. Anything over that needs to be registered through FAA. That answers the question.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Monroe.
Thanks. So this bill just mostly applies to everything over 55 pounds?
So the bill, Mr. Chair, I'm not sure how to, can you repeat the question?
The bill here, I understand this is just a cleanup bill and things like that, but from what you're saying with it, let's say the drones, that the bill applies to anything that's over 55 pounds, and under that, person is pretty much free to go till they make more laws.
Mr. Chairman, please, to a degree, I think if you're still flying anything within a vicinity of an airport, you're responsible to report that to the airport.
Oh, okay. That clears it up, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Yeah, that's good. Thanks.
Any other questions from the committee? Seeing none, action.
Mr. Chairman, I would move at the Senate Transportation Committee move House Bill 1071 to the floor do pass.
Senator Russell has seconded. We have a do pass motion on HB 1071 from Senator Monroe, seconded by Senator Russell. Any comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Blair.
It's my first term up here, but I've been impressed by cleanups that's been done and trying to make this material, the laws, more user-friendly so people can go to them and modernize it, not just add to it. I mean, there's a lot of striking out of here stuff that does not need to be in here longer. So I commend the effort and actually the outreach that was made to all the parties affected to get this correct and right. So LRC and everybody that was involved, thank you. I really do appreciate that.
Any other comments? Seeing none, we have a do pass motion from Senator Monroe, seconded by Senator Russell. And Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Senators Monroe.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano is excused. Foster.
Aye.
Blair.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
The vote's unanimous.
And we have HB 1071 has passed.
I'd like to move consent.
Senator Soholt has moved consent. Is there a second?
Second.
Senator Blair has seconded. All those in favor of putting it on the consent calendar, say aye.
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 Opposed? It's going down the floor on the consent calendar. And with that, I would ask, we're going to, not going to have a meeting on Monday. We're going to let you work your way back across the state, a little extra time. We do have still the one bill out there on license, and I've tentatively scheduled that for Wednesday, giving them time to come up with some ideas. So in between us and Wednesday, think about summer studies. If there's something that you want to bring out that we need to move forward, we'll entertain it then. I'm not in the habit of calling meetings to have everybody sit here and talk about something in the future. So think about it, and we will deal with things Wednesday. With that,
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Soule.
Thank you. And we also have that. Is the bill you were talking about for Wednesday our deferred bill?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Yep. For our internet listeners, they are in the process of getting us some ideas to look at and contemplate. So with that, I would entertain a motion at this time to adjourn. Senator Blair has moved to adjourn. Senator Monroe has seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We stand adjourned.